You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Later this hour, we will have for you a same-game parlay, and we're going to knock the legs down. We've been going four or five legs, six, I think we have one six. Three-leg parlay this time. We got a three-leg parlay cooked up. We're going to do it coming up in a little bit for Eagles and Jaguars. We will guess the takes here in a few minutes. NFL week number nine. We started last night with a Jets win over the Houston Texans. But your phone calls and Kyle will have his hair buzzed later this hour. We wanted to play this for you, though. If you missed it earlier, LeSean McCoy was in the studio with us. You could go back on the Odyssey app and listen. If you missed it or on YouTube, the entire interview is up on our YouTube page, 94WIP. But you know, we had a lot of different things we threw at Shady, right? The offense and Jalen, Saquon Barkley, where this team is right now, what he's up to with his show on FS1. And then we asked about Nick Sirianni. What does he think about Sirianni? And Shady told us that he wanted to clear up some sort of misconception about Sirianni's role and what he does in this coaching staff.
Nick, I like Nick. I mean, I just, you know what it is? Like, we get so spoiled when we got some stuff good. You get what I'm saying? Like we had Doug Peterson. He won a championship. Like, why we mad at Doug? You get what I'm saying? I look at Nick. All Nick does is win. All he does is win. And I think sometimes, yeah, he can be a little bit arrogant as far as, like, some of his play calls of going for it. So I get that. But I think that's more of, like, learning his team, you know, because every year, you know, you got your main pieces, it's still a new team. And, hey, maybe I could, you know, last year or year before that, I can go for fourth and two or fourth and one three times in the game. Where now, you know what, I probably can't do it. But, like, I'll say this, though. Because people, you know, have their opinions about Nick. He should stay here or leave. If Nick leaves and we got another new coach, it's not promised that we're going to be going to the playoffs guaranteed every single year.
You're right.
Right? I rock with Nick, man. Rick, he's smart dude, solid, you know. And another thing, there's this rumor out there that he has no influence on the offense, right? Now, I have influence in the building. And I tell you, that's bull crap. He has a lot of influence on the offense.
That was strong.
It was very strong. He had said to us earlier in the interview as well that he's close with A.J. Brown and some of the Eagles he still talks to. So, I mean, obviously, he said that, Hugh, with conviction. Like, yeah. He knows from people he talks to that Nick Sirianni still has influence on the offense.
He's still that dude.
What do you make of that?
As long as they keep winning, I'm okay with that. I think that's the mindset that I have to have. I think that in the offseason, a lot was made about, you know, who's going to be calling the plays and all this other stuff. Nick did himself no favors by sitting in that press conference and talking about, you know, popping his head in and this, that, and the third. And then a few weeks later, you know, he said something. Well, during the course of the season, when he said something to the effect that he called a defensive play, I'm not going to let you know which one it was, but I called a defensive play. I think he's going through, you know, trying to validate himself. And I don't think he has to. I really don't. Because no matter what you do, coach, people are always going to say something. If the team is playing well, you're not going to get the credit you deserve. That's just not going to happen. And you need to realize that. You just need to go out there and win football games and get this team to New Orleans and just let everything else just play out the way it's going to play out.
My reaction was, I'm not surprised at all. I mean, I think we lived in this universe where we think that he was going to totally back off. That, like, he's an offensive coach. He was once literally the play caller here. He was a coordinator before. I've heard him speak about how much he loves offense. That's his bread and butter when it comes to the NFL. Now, you might not think he's good at it, but that's his thing. That's where his mind comes from in football, former receiver, all that. So I wasn't surprised when I heard it. Now, it's probably the strongest we've heard anyone speak about it this year was LeSean to us. You know, there's big questions, people alluding. He called a play here or there. He's involved in the offense. So that's, you know, now it goes both ways. Now that we have that information, we now will have to give him some sort of credit if the offense keeps running, right?
Nobody's going to give him credit.
Well, no, I think we
do, but there are still going to be people that look at Coach Sirianni like he's an idiot. He's not doing this. He's a figurehead. He's a cheerleader. That's not going to change. That narrative Joe, has already been written.
I know, but if the offense keeps rolling, he deserves some credit if he's involved
in
it.
He'll get the credit. He'll get the credit when it's all said and done. If they get to New Orleans and win the Super Bowl, that's where the credit would be warranted. But while you're in it, no, that's not.
Well, but the other side applies too. Like 3 weeks from now, and I think they're going to keep playing well. But if the offense takes a step back, Jalen struggles, I'm not going to be able to handle if people are like, well, it's not his fault. He's not even the offense play caller. This is Kellen Moore and Jalen Hurts. No, we just heard that he's part of the offense. So now I think we got to be fair. And we got to be up front and fair in the midday show.
Good luck with that.
Up front and fair. The offense keeps rolling. Nick gets some credit for it. The offense takes a step back. I don't want to hear excuses.
You're asking for too much. I hear what you're saying. You're beating the drum saying, hey, give Coach Sirianni his props. That's not going to happen.
Well, I also
because the narrative has already been written.
Right, we could rewrite it.
No.
That's what we do all the time.
It doesn't usually happen.
It's WIP. We rewrite narratives every day.
That one's never going to change.
Twitter Crush is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. I was curious, we both come down on these polls today because we had one about Sirianni or Doug. I mean, 72% would not trade Sirianni for Doug. I mean, which just is incredible to me. Trap game. Did we have a trap game one up earlier today as well? Yeah.
Yeah.
What did we get there? 57% no trap game. 43% Kyle on a yes on a trap game.
Big fat no.
It's kind of interesting.
I'm surprised because I think afternoons at a poll yesterday, like, are you still. Or have you sort of pushed last season aside?
Oh, they were talking about the ghosts.
And
a lot of people
didn't.
The ghosts
are
still there.
There's still a large contention of Eagles fans that are not convinced about this team yet.
I agree with that. Let's go to Big V, and then we'll get a little guess the takes here for week number 9. What's up, Big V?
Yo, I'm changing your name from Joe Gilio to Joe Cilio.
I like that one.
What's wrong with you, man?
What do you mean?
You want Dougie Fresh back? Really?
Yeah, of course. Love Doug.
Listen, I get it. You're all locked up in what he did and the emotion of it. And you know what?
Well, you make it sound like it's a routine thing. He won the Super Bowl.
Okay, but you know, and there's a woman out there that I lost my virginity to. I don't want her back.
That's a strong take right there.
Yeah, but I don't even know if I should go down this path, but you realize the Eagles haven't won again. So that's the only one here, Big V. I don't know what your situation is.
We haven't won the Super Bowl again, but you know what? Neither did Doug.
I know that, Big V. I get it. He's coaching the Jaguars.
Oh, okay, look.
He got fired for standing on business.
There you go. There you go. And you got to remember, keep the main thing the main thing.
I'm trying.
All this distraction about Doug and wanting him back. And you know what? You should have just played the way we were when you did that montage. Because it was just all sappy and emotional. God,
it was special. Were you tearing up, Big V?
Was I tearing up?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you. But
that means you were. That means you were.
Of course I was. I was getting a little swelled up. But, you know, it wasn't like I was like, you know, the guy on the morning show. No, forget that. Listen, if I had a feminine side, I'd smack it on the behind and get it to make me a sandwich. Okay? So, look, let's get back to the main thing. Okay?
What's the main thing?
The main thing is that we're winning. The main thing is that we're moving forward. The main thing is that Nick is our head coach. And I got a lot. And Kyle, I love you for, you know, your solidarity with Nick. Because I got a lot of respect for him.
No man
has been emasculated publicly like Nick. And he's still pushing on.
And he was okay with it, though. He was definitely okay with it. I mean,
$7
million
okay.
makes it a little bit harder pill to swallow.
Yeah, it does. But yet, you know. The things that people were saying, a certain air personality demanding he be fired.
Mean and hurtful stuff. Mean and hurtful.
Yeah. And Hugh, he wants you to apologize for plant-based butter.
Now,
but he couldn't apologize for what he said?
Hold on. I think people have memories are a little
cooking with gas. He's
a little poor. What I said was, if Nick didn't apologize, I would have fired him. What did Nick do later that day?
He apologized.
Okay, so
he kind of apologized.
No, you know, he said, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Joe.
There you go. He said, I'm sorry. That's it. And we move on. Now, Hugh, you could take a lesson from Nick Sirianni.
I ain't apologizing.
Well, you should.
I apologize. I apologize.
I don't even know what for, but I think you should apologize. All right, can we...
I agree.
I think every day you should apologize for something on this show. All right, can we get to Guess the Take? So let's try to figure out what everyone's talking about Monday around the NFL after week number 9.
It's time to Guess the Takes.
Yeah. All right, Hugh Douglas, what are you thinking here? Guess the Takes for week 9. Ooh. What is everyone talking about after a weekend of NFL action?
Yo, you know what? I'm going to go with this one, man. I'm going to say don't sleep on the Atlanta Falcons and Kirk Cousins. They might be a legit threat of me.
In the NFC?
In the NFC.
Ooh.
Here we go.
Three what? By eight. Atlanta Douglas.
Atlanta Douglas is back.
Listen, I knew that was coming, man, but that's not the case. I'm looking at football. Objectively, and they're playing well right now. And they got the Cowboys. They got the Cowboys this weekend. Don't y'all want us to beat the Cowboys?
Yeah, of course I want them to beat the Cowboys.
Some games.
They're 3-point favorites. They should beat the Cowboys. All right, I like that one. Atlanta does look like a playoff team, and they'll win their division. We'll see what they do in the playoffs. All right, here's mine. I can't believe this isn't a bigger story already. I feel like everyone's a week behind on this. The story next week is we have an undefeated team in the NFL, and you're going to start seeing all the segments and all the shows. Are the Chiefs going to go undefeated? They got the Bucs at home Monday. They're going to win that game. And they're going to go into the second week of November undefeated. I looked at their schedule. They got one game on there that looks really tough. They go to Buffalo in 2 or 3 weeks.
They beat the brakes off of Buffalo.
Other than that?
In Buffalo?
It's in Buffalo.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough
one. It's a challenging one. Other than that, it's not much there. I mean, the Steelers, that's kind of challenging. Texans don't look quite as good. Division games. They might be ready to reel off a special season here. You're going to hear more about that coming up next week. All right, Kyle, what do you think? Guess the Takes for week 9.
Yeah, so Caleb Williams, great rookie quarterback so far. Jaden Daniels, great rookie quarterback so far. Stop sleeping on Bo Nix and those Denver Broncos, baby. They're coming.
That's funny.
What's funny?
No, I'm just saying, Bo Nix. That's just wild.
Dude, he looks good.
No, he's been to like a couple schools in college, but he's balling.
Auburn and then Oregon.
Yeah, he was all over the place.
He does look good. He's got Peyton is dialing it up, and that defense is playing well with him. They're in Baltimore on Sunday. Big underdogs. I think they could be in that game. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. All right. Kyle Quinn.
Turn my mic on.
That hair's about to be not up anymore, down or off or something. Buzz cut coming for Kyle here in just a few minutes, live on the air, in solidarity with his guy, Nick Sirianni. Eagles 3-0, Hugh, in the buzzed head Sirianni era, trying to go 4-0 this weekend against the Jaguars. I think this is a trap game. Hugh and a lot of people today disagree. And, of course, Doug Sirianni, who would you rather have? 215-592-9494. We got to play something for you from Chris Long. Let's hear this. Chris has given us a lot to react to recently. Chris Long on his podcast. Let's hear what he said.
This is my Pizon. my sweet Pizon. The MVP of the Eagles. The MVP of the Birds with the Italian patch on his... Man, he looks good, bro.
He wears a headset?
Dom looks fucking good.
Yeah.
So this is the point. It's Dom in a headset. What? He's had the headset on the last couple weeks. And I got to tell you.
I told you that.
They look better.
Didn't I say that last year?
Yeah, you said when they left, they're going to lose a bunch of games. And honestly, I'm starting to wonder if Dom is the blue guy. He's got the Cartier on.
When Jalen came over to swap shoes, Dom was right there. He had the headset. He was like just making sure.
He was probably trying to figure out what was going on.
He was like, hey, shoes, what?
This is a Bevel Conway if I've ever seen one. This is iconic. This is one of my favorite pictures of all time. I'm going to get one blown up like this big, and Dom's going to sign it.
Yes.
Coach Dom, has a security guy ever wore a headset? Have you ever seen that?
No, but the more you can do.
The more you can do.
All right, now hold on. Let's just take a step back here. So we are giving Sirianni the last few weeks the credit, right? He buzzed his head, and then they started winning. But Chris Long may have uncovered something that we let slip through the cracks here.
What's that?
Was the turnaround because of the shaved head Sirianni or because they put a headset on Big Dom? I'm just saying, they've alluded to the idea that they started winning since Big Dom put the headset on.
Big Dom been wearing a headset for a while.
I didn't notice it early.
He told me about it. I was trying to remember.
Why does he wear
I want to say it was during training camp that he told me. Because I've talked to Big Dom so many times, I can't remember what he exactly told me. But he's been wearing a headset for a while.
All right, we're going to need someone. This is homework for all of us this weekend. But if you guys could help us out there, we need to find still shots, like sideline photos of Dom for each game this year and figure out when headset Dom became a thing.
Don't worry. Big Dom finds the camera wherever it is.
It shouldn't be hard then. So we need to find photos of Big Dom each game this week.
Shot.
Yeah,
a little bit of a shot.
We need to find. I need to know when Big Dom started wearing the headset on the sideline during games. I also need to know why Big Dom is wearing
a
headset.
He's a coach. He's a designated coach. You know, it's funny, and I apologize because he told me this. And I think I said this in the meeting one time. I think it just went on deaf, fell on deaf ears because a lot of times when I'm talking, y'all just.
Well, because you're talking about alligators
I get it. Because it's a lot of times when we're doing the show prep, I might talk about something that ain't got nothing to do with nothing we're talking about.
We're trying to put together the parlay, and you're like,
I know, and
this person
it's
is
more
this
often
person
than
out?
Not.
Yeah.
No, and honest. I know, and that's why I'm not mad about it, because I know it's a lot of times I'll say things, they'll be like, dude, we're doing a show, and I'm talking about something else. So I get that. But he told me this a while ago. He's a coach. I forgot what his actual designation was. But he's had it on since the beginning of the season.
Offense?
This is a joke.
No,
quite
like a coach over everything. He told me what it was, and I forgot.
Game day operations coach?
Something like that.
The headset feels like a lot.
No, but that's so that, you know, last year he got in trouble and he got fined for being on the sideline, so they had to change his designation.
Oh, he was more than on the sideline. He was fighting with a player on the Niners.
It was after the bye, but he was saying something about having to wear the headset.
I'm gonna make it maybe with a dumb analogy, but it just popped into my head. Okay.
Rasputin?
Well, there's that. So, all right, we work in this building here, right? On off Market Street.
Yes.
And we have us, and we have different people that are part of the team. It's almost like a coaching staff for a team, right?
Yeah.
If you think about it like that. Downstairs, when we walk in, there's a security guard.
Yeah.
Do they get a headset like Kyle gets a headset?
They help me prepare the show in the morning.
No, but they watch the whole building, though.
What?
They watch on our side.
I understand.
Kyle's going to be like, what do you mean? I mean, they watch the building. They have, like, the security cameras and all of the stuff.
I just want to know if I need to give Big Dom some of the credit Sirianni's getting. Do I take some of the pie away from Sirianni last 3 weeks and give it to Big Dom?
Big Dom is very, very influential, man. He is. I don't... Like, in ways that I cannot even quantify.
Okay. I don't doubt that. I'm just, the headset feels like a lot. That's
so that the designation allows him to be on the field. So something like what happened last year would never happen again.
Do I bring back the music for Big Dom?
No. Oh, Lottie.
But it was that for?
This was Tommy DeVito's music last year.
It was.
The Italian, the Paisan sensation.
I tell you what, though, man. All I got to say is Big Dom... is very influential. Let's fly. I mean, he knows everybody.
That's Coach Dom to you.
No, well, Coach Dom.
Joe is a fellow Paisan.
I am.
I wonder if I got a scar. I'm going to have to text him and ask him if I start calling him Coach Dom.
You should, well, if he's wearing a headset, you better. 215-592-9494. Let's grab Andy in Westchester as Kyle gets set to get his haircut here. What's up, Andy?
Plant-based Juan.
I like that. Is a good. We need to find out how to say plant-based in Spanish. That would make it even better.
I can work on that.
Okay.
But I don't see the reason in going backwards for Doug. I think Nick Sirianni's a good coach. You know, Doug, like Kyle was saying, at the end he wasn't doing great. He hasn't been doing very well since he's gotten to Jacksonville. So, yeah, what's the point in switching up when all Nick does is win?
I think it's de plantas. I'm looking it up, Andy. I don't mean to not respond to what you said, but you got me thinking. De plantas Juan, I think it might be how
de
it
plantas.
Is. Andy, I get it. You're right. Like, they've moved on. It's years back. It's just hard for me not to think about it, you know, with Doug on the other sideline this weekend, just kind of a hypothetical.
Yeah. It's kind of sad. I almost don't want to – I don't think it's a trap game, first of all. I think they're going to spank them. But I almost hate to see it because, like, people are talking about this could be the end for him. I'd hate to be, you know, the reason that Doug lost his job because I still love him.
Andy, I thought the same thing.
He got a nice little parachute.
No, he does. But it would feel almost like I'd feel bad if they fired him Monday, Andy. If like if the Eagles beat him up Sunday and he gets he's probably getting fired after the season anyway. I get that. But if he got fired Monday, I'd kind of feel bad.
Still
got
to pay.
Exactly. But and also, Kyle, welcome to the club.
He's about to be the Baldy Locks. He's about to be Baldy Locks.
You're going to feel air on your head for the first time in a long time. It feels weird.
I often get my hair cut short. I mean, this is not like a totally uncharted territory for me.
It's not a huge thing for Andy. Good phone call, but
hate to burst everybody's bubble.
I know, but your hair got a little long lately.
Oh, it did. Yeah. But I sort of did that on purpose, and you know, I didn't want to get a haircut and then be like, all right, I'm going to shave my hair. Like,
what's in that voice right there? Yeah, yeah.
What sounds better, de plantas Juan or Juan de plantas? Because that's plant-based.
Juan de plantas.
Juan de plantas.
I like Juan de plantas.
That's me. As long as the Phillies sign
Juan of the plants.
By the way, do you see the report last night? Hughes, $700 million is the target number for Juan Soto. Remember how we talked about how it's going to...
But I knew that.
But we thought, originally people said it's going to start at 5 and get to 7. Mm-hmm. The story is coming out now. He wants
7.
We're going to start the conversation at 7.
So he'd probably be close to a bill. Mm-hmm. He's going to be right there. Because we were talking about that the other day. Because Shohei got 720?
I think Shohei got 700.
700 at the
it was a deferred, right? So that the present day value, it's not quite as high, but he's eventually going
to
get something.
Whoever gets him better get ready to break some bread.
Yeah, and hopefully it's the Phillies. Let's grab Black Gritty, who's up next. Hey, Black Gritty.
Juan de la planta.
See, it's got a ring to it.
I said Juan de la planta. you're not getting him. And first of all, he's not worth $700 million. Shohei pitches. I know he didn't pitch this year, but he got all that money because you're going to hit another pitcher. What is Juan doing? Juan ain't out there pitching. You want to start at 7? Shut that thing down. It's out of control.
Juan's 26 years old. We got to pay him for like 15 years.
Juan de la planta. So let me tell you something.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Your hypothetical question about Doug, I take Doug back every day, all day, because Doug did give me a Super Bowl. And Doug, in the second half, when Nick was out there punting the ball, Nick wouldn't have punted it. Nick would have went for that thing and had conviction, okay? Nick wouldn't have made that mistake in the second half, okay? So shout out to the dude that got me the Super Bowl. I love Andy Reid. I'm always going to love Andy Reid. You know what I mean? I love Buddy Ryan. There's a whole lot of coaches I love that came to Philadelphia and did a lot for me. But only one has given me a Super Bowl. So I'm taking that one, and I don't like Nick, and it just is what it is. And if Nick wins me a Super Bowl, I just won't talk bad about him no more. I'm not going to lie and turn around and act like I love the dude, but I'll just shut up and never say his name again and eat my humble pie. I can tell he's still involved with the offense because we haven't scored in the first quarter. I'm sure he's in there all week playing the first 15, and that's why it comes out looking like garbage. So it's not shocking to me when Shady says he's involved with the offense. I'm sure that's what he has involved in, and after that first run, they're like, you know what, we need to do something else. Let's just scrap what Nick's talking about and go do what you do and get these Georgia W's. It's not a trap game, Joe. It's not a trap game. They're going to go out there and whoop their butt. Shady's in the building. There's going to be a lot of juice in that field. And the Jaguars are just trash. You know what I mean? They're not a good team.
They're not. They're not.
So it is what it is. And Doug's not going to get fired on Monday either because he should have been fired. They're going to fire him. They're going to ride the wheels off. You know what I mean? He got his parachute money, like you said. And Hugh, I heard I hung up yesterday. Your brother said he's in. He's about to die.
Yeah, he's in. He said he'll drive.
He's driving. We got so many drivers. Drive. We're so ready for this.
We are so ready for this. It's Friday, so it's go Friday.
Love you, Black Gritty. Enjoy the game on Sunday. All right, before we go any further here, Hugh, we pay off bets here on the show. At least most of us do. So two-thirds of us do. You haven't paid off your bet for the Phillies season
yet. Wait a minute, what are you talking about?
Well, did you say you did?
I never said I wasn't going to eat the applesauce and the pork chop. We just got to figure out when we're going to do it. Well, I'm a man of integrity.
Yeah, but you also have to be a man of initiative. Kyle said he would buzz his hair. And look, we now have in the studio Amanda Randazzo. She came in to buzz Kyle's head today.
I don't look happy.
Well, he's going to get over
it. Good, yeah. You okay?
Yeah.
You're just reflecting on how bald your head is about to be in like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to look great. So this is probably not Amanda's normal clientele, but that's okay. Adore Beauty is where you can find her. If you or your wife is looking for perfect hair and makeup for your wedding, check out AdoreBeauty.com, AdoreBeauty.com. All right, Kyle, you ready for this? The hair's coming off.
I'm ready to go. Goodbye, hair.
All right, here we go. Live on the air, we're going to buzz Kyle Quinn's head here. This is true solidarity, Hugh, for the head coach. He is a clear Nick Sirianni guy. And now he's pulling a Sirianni on a Friday.
Clippers are loud, too. Yeah. Ooh, those are some good clippers. That's some powerful cuts.
The last time I did something like this, I filled in for Mark as he got a tattoo of Nick Foles on his back. He was not happy.
Hold up.
Oh, across his whole back.
You got a grown-ass man put another man on his back? That's one violation.
That's one way to say it. Yeah.
That is a violation.
Yeah.
He got a tattoo of another grown man on his back.
Yeah. Now, the good thing about this is Kyle's hair will grow back. The tattoo is forever, and it's there. No, I think it looks fine.
I don't know. It looked like the hairline might be receding a little bit, Kyle. You might be joining us.
It's been like that for a
while. He's about to join us anyway. So this is
Come on home, Kyle.
Come on home. You holding on long enough. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I see it. You know what the worst part about getting your hair cut like this? It's like the hair that grows long, you can get to see where your hairline starts. Oh yeah, dog, you about to. It's gonna be the three amigos.
It's like the all 22. You see
years.
Everything.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
My hairline to be under assault today.
I'm just saying, you all right? I'm just saying, man. Just embrace it, dog. Come on, eventually, man.
Yeah,
you got a little bit of time, though. You got time, but you don't get it twisted. Now, what you like? 20 what?
29.
Oh yeah, you got about two more years,
dude. Maybe not. Maybe not even.
Yeah, you probably.
Well,
got two
actually,
more years, man.
I think Amanda could tell you. Is he getting bald? Is he balding?
I feel like you still have a nice.
You said he has a nice
Thank
amount
you.
Of hair.
How many years he has? How many years he got left?
I think a little more than two.
A little Thank more you. Than two.
She didn't say three. She didn't say five.
We're talking about this like it's a terminal illness. Doc, how many years he got left?
No, I mean, it's cool, man. You probably need to wear it short for a while because you probably need to.
Okay, she thinks I'm in good shape, dude.
I do.
You think
she's
good shape?
Expert. She is the expert.
Yeah. See, Hugh's the one wearing a towel on his head.
No.
That's true.
Hey, listen.
If you're going to come on home, you got to let everybody say
I got to say something. Since we talk about all these hairline stuff, my man Moshe over there look at him.
No.
He over there looking like, damn, he grabbing his hair like, damn, they about to talk about me next. I wasn't going to say nothing, Moshe, but why she got the clippers out, you might well come on
Moshe's
home, dog.
Out and you're going to throw a shit.
Moshe might well come on home,
gosh,
too.
Oh, my gosh, you?
I'm just saying.
No, Moshe's doing a great job out there.
We are a family show, and we are a family. I've been here for 2 years. Moshe know his hairline leaving. He know his hairline
Well, now everyone that works here is like, oh, no, what is Hugh going to say about me next? We're a family.
There's a lot of folks around here got receding hairlines, and if you want me to, I'll take this time to, you know, let them know.
I think we should do that.
But I will say the family part of it, you kind of want, like, your closest friends to
you
tell
you.
That
they,
yeah.
You.
Hey,
I mean,
listen.
I can't wear red. I have red hair. It just doesn't work for me.
I think the Sirianni is a good look on Kyle.
No, it is. It doesn't look bad, though, Kyle. It doesn't look bad.
Mm-hmm. The buzz cut is now officially the Sirianni in Philadelphia.
Yeah, you just coined this. It's like the Rachel from Friends.
You go in, you say, give me the Sirianni.
Yeah. It's not a bad look, though. Kyle looks nice.
I'm going to drive home to Many Men.
Many Men.
Wish death upon me.
All right, let's grab a phone call while Kyle gets his hair cut. Tom in Middletown. Hey, Tom.
Hey, what's up, guys?
We're just getting a haircut in the studio. You know, normal stuff here. What's up, Tom? What are you thinking?
I'll tell you what. I'm getting ready to get my head shaved, too.
What you about to do? What for? In solidarity with Coach Sirianni?
Yeah, or for Kyle?
Yeah,
or are you coming home like the rest of us?
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, man. Hey, we all can't have the same hair that we grew up with. Some of us got to let it go.
I'm going to say something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And it's a quote from another former coach. You are what your record says you are.
The old Bill Parcells.
That's the Bill Parcells, yes.
Okay. Now, what is Nick's record?
39-19.
Okay. Is that not pretty impressive?
That is a good record, yes, certainly. 20 games over 500 is a very nice record.
So why are we going to bang this guy? I mean, come on.
He gets to stay the rest of the year, unless Doug wants the job, and then we switch coaches on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
You wouldn't take Doug back.
Listen, I love Doug for what he did.
Mm-hmm.
But hell no, I am not taking him back. This is a new era of football, and I think Nick has his thumb on the point of what the new era of football is.
Well, he does the last 3 weeks, certainly. This has been better the last 3 weeks. So you're a Nick guy.
Didn't Doug go further in the playoffs? Doug
won the Super Bowl.
No, I'm talking about last year.
Oh, no, they didn't make the playoffs.
Oh, no, you're talking about the year before, my bad. I got
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Hugh, don't get me started.
My bad.
Get him, Tom. Get him.
What, you about to jump on me, too? Yeah. I'm just saying, I would like to see Doug Peterson coach the team. I would like to see what he could do. That's all.
I just want to know what grown man plays a $2
leg. You know who does that, Tom? Me. And that's why I'm up right now. $30.
High roller Douglas.
Hey, and listen. And the only way you could lose that game is if it went to overtime and it went to a tie.
Oh, the one on Monday. Yeah, he had that locked up. Tom, we appreciate the phone call. And, yeah, Tom's a Knick guy, and that's good. We have some news to pass along here.
What we got? Douglas.
Well, Joel Embiid spoke today after practice.
What did he say?
He's not playing tomorrow, in case you were.
Who didn't know that, though?
I thought you may have been holding your breath. I want to let you know that Joel Embiid's out for tomorrow's game.
You know what's funny? It's gotten to the point now, because, you know, Ava's in the studio with me. She said, hey, are you going to the game tomorrow? I'm like, probably not.
Sixers game?
Yeah. Because I knew what the outcome was. I knew he wasn't going to play.
Yeah, he's not playing.
I'll be more excited when Paul George gets healthy. Just let him get healthy.
He also is out for number, but that's no surprise. So I think the Kyle Quinn, the Sirianni is official. How do you feel?
It's cold up here.
Yeah. Well,
looks good.
To my world.
Looks good.
It's always cold. It does look good. Yeah, that's a good job. All right. So Kyle officially has the Sirianni haircut now. And we thank Amanda Randazzo. She came in to buzz Kyle's head today.
Thank you so much.
AdoreBeauty.com to find her shop to go and get your haircut. Kyle, would you recommend it?
Of course I would. Yeah, that was a phenomenally quick and nice and easy haircut.
Painless.
Felt good. Very painless. I got to say, though, they better win Sunday. Like, if they lose to the Jazz, after this happened, I agree.
It's not good. It's not good for you. By the way, Kyle probably wouldn't be that clientele because it's for bridal hair and makeup for that day.
Oh, you mean people that's getting married? But you never know.
Maybe Kyle's getting married tonight. How do you know?
You know what? My bad.
Don't bring anything out.
All right. I'm out. See you later.
I think it's it actually worked out better than I thought. When this whole thing went down, I was like, this is going to be a mess.
Well, it's just a haircut.
No, I know. But I originally didn't know we would have someone, a professional, come in. I had a scary feeling we were doing this ourselves.
It feels like a lot for a little. I mean, she did a great job. She's probably way beyond.
I could cut hair. I cut my hair all the time.
Do you think he's letting you near his head?
No, I'm just saying. But if I had to, I'd cut his hair. I cut hair all the time. I cut my own hair.
Clippers, dude.
You cut your own hair. I cut my own hair.
I don't cut my beard though. I probably need to shave my beard up after a while.
Just wait till that defense.
That's right.
On, man.
All right. 215-592-9490.
I feel good. I'm gonna keep my beard.
Let's do that for now. TR in Winfield. What's up, TR?
TR.
TR going once.
Moment was too big for him.
All right, TR. You know, Mad Mike, he'll be angry about something. What's up, Mad Mike? Yeah. This is a motion production.
Hey guys, how we doing today?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, can I say I'm so tired of Big Dom talking about Big Dom. He should have been fired last year for that antics, and now we got to suffer this Tony Soprano wannabe on the sideline wearing a stupid headset. Like, oh, are you keeping an eye on the coach? Like, can we just get rid of this guy?
Well, we got some extra information here during the haircut. We found out
he's
that
a coach.
Dom's been wearing the headset since the bye, Mike. So, I mean, how did we reconcile 3-0 with Big Dom with a headset on?
They played bad teams. Can we reconcile it that way?
Okay.
They played garbage teams.
That's probably part of it, sure.
Yeah, I mean, like, I hope they lose against the Jaguars just so I can stop hearing. And I hope Hurts throws three interceptions so I can stop hearing about how he's turned it around. Fraud.
He's playing never better, Mike. Playing better.
Definitely don't want that to happen.
So coddled in my entire life. Like, you can't say anything bad about him at all. Like, I'm tired of all. Like, fire the Tony Soprano and look for a new quarterback.
All right, Mike, we appreciate it. Yeah, we did get the information here. It was sent in to us. I mean, pretty immediately, as soon as we started talking about it, we got the info. Dom's worn the headset after the bye.
Yeah.
So who deserves more credit for the turnaround? Sirianni, buzzed head Sirianni, or Big Dom with the headset?
I'll tell you what, there's a lot of correlation between
total
Big Dom on that sideline and the success of the Eagles, man.
Are you saying I should try to go find a Big Dom Coach of the Year bet and make that?
All I'm saying is Big Dom is influential.
Mm-hmm.
Big Dom has his tentacles and his fingers in a little bit of everything, and that's all I'm saying.
Well, we found out a lot today. We found out Sirianni's still part of the offense. We found out Big Dom's had the headset since the bye. We've come a long way since the show began today at 10 o'clock.
Dom's a living legend. That's all I know.
That feels like...
I'm just saying, Big Dom's a living legend. That's all I know. Big Dom gets stuff done.
Kyle, you know, for his haircut, I don't know if he had a sweatshirt or whatever on before, but then he went down to like an undershirt. You look like you're about to just sign up for the Army.
No.
With that haircut and that shirt. I mean, you're basic training starts out.
Sirianni Army.
Hey, listen, if I didn't know Kyle as well as I did, I would be a little nervous right about now.
Am I scaring you?
A little Ed Norton look to him. All right, he got the Sirianni today. Buzz that hair. How you feeling, Sirianni?
I'm going to blast this on the car ride home.
Yep.
You feeling some kind of way?
It's empowering. I can see it. Kyle feels he looks empowered.
And I am going to drive down the street with my fist in the air.
Yeah, he probably shouldn't do that, but go ahead. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop.
Yeah, we're in a strange time, Kyle. Yeah. I would suggest
not
put the fist up, dog. I'm just saying. As a friend.
Be careful out there. All right, coming up in a couple minutes. We got a lot here. We have to give you our same game parlay for Sunday, Eagles and Jaguars. We'll put together a three-leg parlay. By the way, early in practice, reports were that Devontae Smith wasn't out there. Not sure what's going on. I'm sure we'll find out more with the practice report. He was practicing all week. Didn't seem like there was an injury, so we'll find that out. But I did mention there was a trade. One of the longest tenured Phillies is out of here. The Phillies traded Scott Kingery earlier today, to the Los Angeles Angels. It is over. The Kingery. I know. What a time. Remember they signed
him? They're making moves. They're trying to clear up some space.
I think they're clearing up a roster spot. That he just was taking up a spot. What a disaster of a signing. They signed him for 6 years and all those options, and he wasn't even a big leaguer. So goodbye. And thank you for the memories for Scott Kingery. That's one. The other thing, Hugh, we have to get to this. So Sixers practice today. Joel Embiid was there. Joel Embiid spoke to the media after practice. In part of this, he announced he is not playing tomorrow against Memphis. So that is official. He's out for tomorrow's game. We want to play this for you, though, because in a very passionate and animated Joel Embiid was, he was obviously had a lot of emotion. I think it's worth noting there's a backdrop to this. He mentions by name Marcus. He's talking about Marcus Hayes, I believe.
Marcus Hayes.
So Marcus wrote a column, I guess, a week or two ago about the Embiid situation. The premise was, you know, from my memory of reading it, was kind of like frustration like a lot of us have had at the situation, at Joel not playing, critical of him not doing enough to get on the court. So that's the backdrop of it. Obviously, that column bothered Joel Embiid. Maybe Marcus is just a pivot point. There's a lot of us that have criticized, including me, Joel Embiid. But here is Embiid today at practice, talking to the media for the first time in a while.
I faced twice. I came back early with the risk of losing my vision. Have broken fingers. I still came back. So I'm not gonna see him and be when I see people saying he doesn't want to play. I've been way too much. I've done way too much, you know, for this city, and you know, putting myself at risk, for people to be saying that. So I do think he's bull. Like that dude, he's not here. Marcus, whatever his name is. I've done way too much for this city to be treated like this. So done way too much. But like I said, I wish I was as lucky as other ones, but that doesn't mean that I'm not trying, and I'm not doing whatever it takes to be out there, which I'm gonna be here pretty soon.
Hugh, what'd you make of that? That's obviously an animated and upset Joel Embiid today at Sixers practice.
I mean, for context, there was a lot in the article that we were talking about that was probably omitted, but he saw it, and, that's what he was talking about. He was talking about Marcus. It's unfortunate, man. I hear what he's saying as far as, going out there playing and being hurt and everything like that, but, I mean, to be honest, man, that dog don't hunt. Nobody care about the labor pains. Show me the baby. Like every time you hear women, and you know what they go through when they have children, nobody wants to hear about, oh, I was in labor for 15 hours. No, show us the baby. And you haven't, and I guarantee you that when people heard him say that, and when he said he's done so much for the city, I can hear the fans saying, what have you done for the city? I can hear that echoing throughout the airways. What have you done? I mean, it's commendable that when you do play in the playoffs, that you go out there and you do have some meaningful, memorable games. But at the end of the day, the truth of the matter is you're always hurting the playoffs.
Yeah. So I empathize with his frustration. I'm sure it hurts him when he hears people say he doesn't want to play, because I'm sure he does, right? He's a basketball player. I'm sure he wants to play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to also read the room. When you don't give us answers, people are free to speculate, right?
Yes.
When you and the team don't talk until now about why you're not playing and when you're going to play next, people are free to speculate. So people are going to say he didn't want to play.
And then on top of that, you have to read the room, man. And if you're being honest with yourself, Joel, people are going to ask, okay, so if you were doing everything to get ready, then why'd you play in the Olympics? Why didn't you take that time to get ready for the season. Now, I understand probably more than most what it – well, everybody understands what it's like to play for your country, and I get that. But you have had a track record of not being healthy. And to go play in the Olympics and then not play at the beginning of the season, that's what people see. You know, and nobody listen, bro, if you're listening, nobody's going to understand it the way that you understand it. You know, how meaningful it meant to you and all this other stuff, because you're a professional athlete. And you're never going to get that sympathy that you think you're going to get by sitting at that press conference talking about, you know, playing with Bell's palsy and going out there with a bad knee. Ain't nobody trying to hear that. I mean, it's unfortunate. It's cruel, but that's the reality of the situation that you're in, because I guarantee you that the first thing that's going to come out of somebody's mouth, where you make $190 million. Yeah.
Can we bring that passion and that fight to the court in April and May?
Yeah.
That's what I need to see. I mean, like, if he's frustrated, channel it, get back on the court and dominate. I empathize that he's always hurt, and I'm sure he doesn't want to be, but I don't know. Like, I can't.
This is what you sign up for.
I can't,
man,
do a pity party.
This is what you sign up for.
The idea of, well, I've done so much for the city, they haven't been in the second round since you got here. You're a great player, but come on. Like,
yeah, this is the life in sports. This is where the roads, they divide. It's a divide.
Dogs don't hunt on that one. Hopefully a dog hunts on our parlay for Sunday. Let's put it together. FanDuel Sportsbook, our parlay for Sunday, Eagles and the Jaguars. Hugh, what are you thinking? You want to put a touchdown in?
Anytime. I can't even get it out. Anytime touchdown to the touchdown vulture. Because he messed up my parlay last week, so I'm going to go with Jalen Hurts on that anytime touchdown.
Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown.
I'm mad at the quarterback. I'm mad at him.
Oh, come on. Well, let's bet on him then. Let's bet on him. Anytime touchdown, Jalen Hurts. Kyle, what do you want to put in?
You guys want to get weird?
Let's get weird.
Eagles are scoring a defensive touchdown, baby.
Woo! Let's get weird.
That's a big one. All right, we'll throw that in. Eagles defensive score. Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown. And you know what? Jalen's been bombing it out, has extra time recently. How about over 21.5 yards, longest reception for Devontae Smith, who is good to go for Sunday. Three-leg parlay. Over Devontae Smith, longest reception over 21.5 yards. Hugh's got the Jalen touchdown. Kyle's got the Eagles defensive score. Three-legger, 20-1 over at FanDuel Sportsbook. You guys have yourself a great rest of your weekend.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.